Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Babies will put anything in their mouth. Won't they? They don't discern. They see it, goes in the mouth. It could be poisonous. It could be deadly. Now you and I, even if we didn't see it, if it touched our tongue, so many things would go, we'd spit it out. Why? Because by reason of use. I mean, how many times does it take you to get a big slug of sour milk? Until the next time, your nose gets 6 inches from it, right? And you don't have to take a big slug. You have developed in discernment. Sour is bad. Right? But little ones don't know that. The exact same thing is true spiritually. People just born again are like babes in the natural. And they can't handle full, strong meat. They need milk. But if they're getting milk, and by reason of use, I said two things a while ago. You got to be fed. What else must you do? You got to exercise. You got to be a doer. But if those two things are going on, then you should develop and you should grow and your discernment develops. Where you can tell. Our babes in Christ should be very particular about what preaching they listen to. Why? Because their discernment is so low. You and I, there's been times before in the past that I heard something and something about it bothered me. You? But I didn't know what. And they're reading scriptures, so I thought, it's got to be okay, it's in the Bible. But it was, what they were saying wasn't in the Bible. But I didn't have enough discernment where I was. We've all been there, right? Well, is there a lot more development from where we are?
Yes.
Discernment, what does that mean? Taste. Now go back to Proverbs 11. Moving too fast. You are there. Let's read this again so it gets in us even stronger. Verse 14, strong meat, strong food belongs to them who are of full age, even those who by what? Reason of use. What has happened? Their senses have been exercised, or we might say, and through that exercise developed to discern, to know the difference between good and evil. Now back up to the fourth chapter of Hebrews. And look at the 12th verse. Tells you the real key to discernment. What does it say? Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a what? A discerner, distinguisher, differentiator of the thoughts and intents of the heart. How can you tell what's me, what's God, what's right, what's wrong, what's good for now, what's not? Through exercising ourselves in the Word, as time goes by, our taste develops. And as time goes by, look at something and look at something and analyze it in a certain way to begin to see. Now, you can just hear a few words of it. And you can tell where it's going. You see what I'm talking about? It's like a cook. In the beginning, you didn't know, but after a while. Now, go with me to Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11. And notice this. 11:22, as a jewel of gold in a swine snout. So is a fair woman, which is what? Without discretion. That's not how quiet it got. What does that mean? A high dollar piece of jewelry in a pig's nose. What does it mean? Well, it's a waste of jewelry. Is that what he's saying? And he's talking about a beautiful woman, a fair woman, attractive woman, lovely woman, without discretion. Now that word literally means without taste. Without what?
Taste.
Now see, we use this in our modern vernacular, don't we? Somebody says, well, they have no taste, which you shouldn't say about anybody. They don't have any taste. And the person that just got through saying that showed that they have no taste by saying such a thing. What does taste mean? You can tell the difference between what's appropriate. It's a waste. The looks, the clothes, man or woman, makes no difference. The stuff, the appearance. You can be loaded for bear. But if you don't know whether to come or go, whether to speak or be quiet, what to bring up and what to leave alone, it's a waste. Are you getting ready? Are you primping? Are you prep? I didn't write this. Boy, we're having one tonight, aren't we? You're there. Hold your place there and go to Ecclesiastes. Hold on to that thought. What is discretion? What is discernment? Taste. You know the difference. In Ecclesiastes 10. Ecclesiastes 10. And verse 2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand. A fool's heart is at his left. Their hearts in different places. Now let me say something here. People of God are not doing foolish, distasteful, inappropriate things all the time because wisdom is not available. They're doing it, you or me, whoever, because they don't care enough to take the time and look for it. Are you with me? Why do you just blare into somewhere and say the wrong thing and stick both feet in your mouth and mess up the atmosphere of the room? Why? I'm going to say, well, I guess I'm just dumb, Brother Key. That's the easy way out. No. It's because you didn't care enough to take the time to check your heart, to ask the Lord, show me how to approach this. And the Lord gave me something tonight when I walked in on the platform. It's back to the cooking analogy. In cooking, you should always taste before you serve. Right? In case it's too salty. Or too tart. Or something's wrong. Too bitter. You don't just shovel it out. What should you do? Taste and go. Yeah, that'll be fine. We serve that. That's what's supposed to happen in your heart and mind every time before you open your mouth. What you're about to say, what you're about to do, before you open your mouth, you're supposed to go, let me see. Will that be right for this? And a lot of times you'll go, nah, that ain't right for this. So you don't say it, and you save yourself all kind of problems. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But see, if a thought crosses your mind and you spit it out, It's too late. Yeah, Phyllis served us a lemon pie one time. I wasn't going to tell that, but you brought it up. Her dad loves lemon pie. And she made us a pie. I'm telling you, this thing looked like a cover of a Betty Crocker book, man. I mean, the meringue was this high. Crust was perfect. We eyed that thing through the meal. Look what a pie. She served us a big old whopping slice. Me and her dad. I took a bite. Man, the thing looked wonderful. I took a bite, and man, it about pulled my lips inside out. But I tried to be cool because I wanted her dad to get the same effect. I didn't want to give it away, so I just tried to, you know. He said, "How is it?" I went, So he took a big old slug and he looked at me and his eyes watered. As she examined it later, there was apparently some question about how much lemon rind you put in the pie. Because there were multiple lemon rinds in the pie. But see, if you taste it before you serve it, then you find out that it's inappropriate beforehand. I'm going to go over this again slowly. Christians, you and I, are doing dumb things, foolish things, saying things that are inappropriate, wrong place, wrong thing, wrong time. And it's not because you're too dumb. Because you are saved, right? You are born again, and you have the mind of Christ. So why are people doing it? Because they don't care enough to slow down, take the time to check their heart, and taste it before they serve it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602N. That's R1602N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, feed of God. Faith of God.